It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. With must-add players and deep roster pickups, it's the Waiver Wire Show. Here's Kevin Moore.
Yep, that's right. We're the Fantasy Football Guys. I'm Kevin. Lyle is probably sleeping by now. It is late night Monday night as I record this. Wanted to make sure you get a jump on these waiver wire claims. If you're still in the playoffs, if you're still slogging through, trying to get that dub in the ship. That's right, I said dub in the ship. All right, we have just a little bit to get to today. I'm not going to really spend a whole lot of time on a lot of younger players because really nobody at this point in the season is taking really flyers on younger players. So I don't really want to go there necessarily. I want to spend more time on veteran guys who actually give you an opportunity. We'll get to that in a sec. Right now, of course, Harry's makes great products, and those great products make amazing gifts and are super reasonably priced. We've been telling you about this for a month now. If your guy's like me, it's just about impossible to find the right gift for him. So why not give him the gift of Harry's? It's a practical gift that he'll get a lot of use out of, and you can give him the color handle that perfectly fits him. It's fantastic. Lyle and I both like the handle, nice and weighty, the blade shaved close. He got the little trimmer blade on the back if he has a little beard or something or wants to catch those sideburns. It all works out beautifully. Now, Harry's is offering custom and limited edition shave sets that come with German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel that smells amazing, special limited edition winter chrome and emerald green handles, and you, of course, you have that personalized engraving option. Gift sets start at just $10 and come ready to give in beautifully designed gift boxes. And you know what? They make great stocking stuffers, too. So as a special offer to you, the TFFG listener, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you go to harrys.com/ffguys. This offer is only available for the holidays. So this holiday, give Harry's and give handsome. Get your holiday shopping done early. Take advantage of free shipping. To get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last, go to harrys.com/ffguys right now. That's harrys.com/ffguys. FF guys, you'll be glad you did. Trust me. I just shaved with Harry's razor this morning. It's fantastic. All right, let's get to the list, shall we? Actually, let's get to some news first. Now, of course, the biggest news of the week, of course, was Carson Wentz going down with a torn ACL out for the year. We'll be talking about quarterbacks who you can stream in his place here in just a second. Kyle Rudolph left the locker room after the Minnesota game in a walking boot. So keep an eye out for his situation. You might have to pick up one of these tight ends I'm about to talk about as well. Tyrod Taylor is day-to-day. At this point, his knee is still not fantastic, but if he will start if healthy is the word, which is probably a good thing. So really, it's just about those two quarterbacks right now. It's early yet, so we'll know more news as we get through the week. Let's look at the quarterbacks right now. There's a couple options for you here. None of them as good as Carson Wentz. But what are you going to do? It's a tough call. Lyle and I, of course, are heartbroken being Eagles fans. But we're going to have to slog through. So let's look at these quarterbacks here. Of course, Nick Foles, in Philadelphia is going to have an opportunity, to run one of the better offenses in the league at this point. He may be a guy you want to stash on your bench, see how he does against the Giants and roll forward with him. I'm going to say a name here. We've been teasing him a lot, but dude, Blake Bortles. Two TDs in each of the last two games, no picks in that span. Actually is the top quarterback in the NFL last two weeks. Go figure. It's true. 268, two TDs this last week. TJ Yates came in for Tom Savage. Had a little bit of a day. 175 yards and two TDs. Ran the ball for 31 yards. Don't know what Savage's situation is going forward, but I have to imagine that he'll miss a game anyway. TJ Yates has lots of weapons around him as well. He is 100% available in Yahoo leagues. Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco, isn't throwing a whole lot of TDs yet, but he's getting the yards now. And there's only a second start in that system, so he's going to go nowhere but up. He's an option for you. Brett Hundley, 265 and three TDs against the Browns. Comeback win for him. He's actually not a bad option going forward. I mentioned Nicky Foles before. Mitch Trubisky in Chicago, 271 and a TD. Probably not your best option, but if the other guys are gone, he's not a bad one. Probably your best option out there, besides maybe Yates or Garoppolo, would be Jameis Winston. He may still be available because he came, was hurt, came back, was hurt again. He may be available in your league. 285, two TDs, two picks this last week, but he's going to continue to improve. Trevor Siemian, 200 yards and a TD for Denver. Wouldn't necessarily recommend him, but I feel, you know, I need to put him out there for you. Jay Cutler, Miami, 263 yards and three touchdowns against the Pats on Monday night. It's Jay Cutler. We know who he is, and if you start him, you know what you're getting. So proceed with caution on all of these guys, of course. But if you need the quarterback, these are your guys if you didn't have one stashed. Looking at the tight ends, Eric Ebron from Detroit actually had himself a game for the first time this year, or maybe the second, but really, they're few and far between. 10 for 11, 94 yards for him. He's 71% available in Yahoo leagues. Of course, your mileage may vary with your system. O.J. Howard from Tampa, 6 targets, 4 catches, 54 yards and a touchdown. Kind of like the way his game is going. We'll have to see what happens with Brate for next year. But, you know, if you need a tight end for this year, probably the guy I would get for this coming weekend, if you're streaming these guys, is Jesse James from Pittsburgh. New England coming to town, they like to give up lots of yards passing. Jay Cutler had 3 TDs Monday night. Pittsburgh for Jesse James, 12 targets, 10 catches, 97 yards. Dude's 87% available. Go get him if you need him. Only 4 running backs on this list. There are other guys to choose from, but like I said, they're young guys just getting a little opportunity, having a game, but they're coming out of nowhere. So these 4 guys are guys you've heard of and have done well before. Rod Smith from Dallas. You thought it was going to be the Alf Morrow show. You were wrong. Rod Smith, 6 carries, 47 yards and a TD. Caught all 5 of his targets for $113 and a TD there. Yeah, I know at some point Ezekiel Elliott's going to come back, but until he does, Rod Smith could be a guy to take you deep into those playoffs. 87% availability for Rod. Theo Riddick with Ameer Abdullah out had a day, 10 carries, 29 yards, 2 TDs, caught 6 of his 10 targets for 64. Good yards, good TDs, love it. 59% availability for Theo. As long as Ameer Abdullah is out, Theo's got a little bit of viability. Jonathan Stewart, who I said to sit, as everybody said to sit, he was playing Minnesota, the top defense in the run defense in the league. Stewart, all he did was run 16 times for $103 and 3 touchdowns. So, sometimes you have to go against the grain. Playoff time, it's tough to do that, though. Proceed with caution for him. Look at the body of work for the year as opposed to just one game. Kerwin Williams from Arizona, 20 carries, 73 yards, caught 1 for 15. He's available in 93% of leagues, and he may be, a good flex or a running back too, as long as AP's out. As soon as AP comes back, he just kind of muddles into nothingness once again. Sorry about that, Kerwin. We have 4 wide receivers to look at. Our guy from Middletown, Delaware, right here, Chris Godwin, led the team in yards. He was 5 for 6, 68 yards. He is 100% available. Don't know what's going to happen with his Bucs team going forward, but he had lots of opportunity on the field. And if that continues, he in a dynasty league, he can be a guy you want to have for the future. We know how talented the kid is here, and you should too. Tyrell Williams from San Diego caught all 4 of his targets for $132 and a touchdown, 65% availability for him. Chargers have the Chiefs coming up. It's about that AFC West title. And you know what? He's going to have to throw to somebody. We all know the talent that's there on that team. Hunter Henry had a good game. Everybody had a good game for San Diego this last week against the Skins. Tyrell Williams has basically been non-existent this year. Maybe he's a guy you want to stash on your bench as that playoff situation for the Chargers heats up. Dede Westbrook finally had himself a game, 5 for 8, 81 yards. I say 5 for 8, 8 targets, 5 catches, 81 yards and a touchdown for him. 70% availability for Dede. You know what? I have a league. I have him in, and I played Ted Ginn this week. Should have played Dede. Next week, he's going to get more keen consideration. Little phlegm. Sorry about that. It's after midnight, guys, on Monday night. My battery is just about depleted. So you'll understand, I hope. Keenan Cole, last receiver on this list. He's one of those young guys I talked about. So proceed with caution on this guy. But as Blake Bortles does better, he's going to be thrown to some of these guys. And Keelan Cole, has been having opportunities lately. He was catching all three of his targets, had 99 yards, and he is and a touchdown, and he is available in 99% of Yahoo leagues.
That's right.
Ooh, short list, but, you know, that's the par for the course this time of year. It's going to be even shorter next week. Waiver Wire show is just about coming to an end, kids. It's been a good ride, don't you think? All right, we'll be back Wednesday with the Week 15 preview. Lyle and I will probably cry a little bit about Carson Wentz, but, you know, we're men. We're secure in our masculinity and unhappy about the situation. So, anyway. And, of course, write this number down for Saturday's call-in show, 650-733-8334. All right, have a good Tuesday and a good Wednesday. Get these waiver claims in. We'll see you. Have a good week.